Hello.
Hey, amateurs.
Hey, amateurs. Shit, my bad.
Welcome back to another episode of Unedited Emos.
What's up?
How are you guys?
We're good. I know I'm good. A little cold, but I'm good.
I just asked you, do you want my blanket?
I'm cool.
Or there's a silk thing behind you if you want to wrap that over yourself. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just
so
make sure.
So, this episode, we're just going to try something new and go with the flow.
As we always do, normally we just pick up topics and we try to discuss it as best as we can.
I think we're going to call these rambles.
Yeah. Listen to us ramble.
Yeah. Can we call them, like, round tables?
About round tables?
No, like, can we just call them round table talks?
Okay.
What is that?
Like, a round table talk.
Okay, sure. If you guys hear anything, my doggie's in my hand because I don't want to let her go. But I do.
And if you hear anything else from my side, it's because I'm a fat ass and can't stop you.
So, essentially, music nowadays is weird.
I think it's a handful. You know, you got the good music, and then you have the really, like, how did this person even get into a studio?
Like Blueface.
I was talking about him, remember, earlier today? Earlier today, I was like, he sounds like the dog from that scary show that I used to watch.
Courage?
Yes. That's what he sounded like. I don't understand how he got famous. Like, what happened?
I was watching a video earlier of how his rapid style is his actual style of being offbeat. Like, I think it's like Northern Carolina.
That's irritating. So
it's like Northern Carolina style of rap where you like rap offbeat kind of. And there's multiple influential rappers who have sung like that. And I think it's
North Carolina.
I'm not Carolina. North California.
I hate ASMR, please. Really? Like,
yeah, like, I forgot the specific location, but a bunch of, like, rapping off beat is a style of rap. And I guess that's why, I guess if you articulate yourself in that way, in that fashion, like Blueface does, I think, then I guess you can gain an audience behind that.
Why do you even need a beat if you don't want to follow it?
You everything.
I mean,
a beat.
Look, I.
Beat, but you don't seem to follow that.
That's shade. What just happened? I don't know.
Lulu, stop sniffing my ass.
It's just, oh God. Lulu, you do not want to go up there. I don't understand.
Is that shade? You want to fight?
Look, you just threw shade at me, so.
Obviously, I'm the angel of the group.
Be like Frank Ocean and be gone. Bitch.
That is hurtful.
Why would you
That's
say
just
that?
Like Rihanna. That is, no, off. Now I want to cry. That was so mean. But Rihanna's coming out with music 2019.
Exactly. Well, at least she gave us
you
a release
said
date.
Frank Ocean. Okay. He's long gone.
Yeah, that nigga's in a pool somewhere.
Swim so good. You see what I did?
Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know your time.
Give me a chip, please. Okay. So, like, who's your favorite artist?
Smino.
Like, who do you really love right now? Is this him?
Smino. Yeah, he's a rapper from St. Louis. Like, I think somewhere near Chicago. I'm not sure. But he has a very unique style of rap. Like, he has his own sound. He uses the English language in his own way. Like, he articulates himself differently through his music and his rap and his, like, lyrics. And I think it's really cool. I dig it. I like his music.
You sent me one song of his before, and I actually did think it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, he just came with an album called, what was it called? It was called something. Let me look it up, because I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite artist?
I listen to too much music to have a favorite artist.
You listen to too much music?
But what's, reversed. Like, what do you, what do, what's
yeah,
your
like,
go-to?
Mm-hmm.
My go-to?
Not, like, artist, but, like, song. Like, what's your go-to?
I have a go-to song. I just throw my Spotify playlist on, and whatever I don't like, I skip.
Okay, fine by me.
I'm a big like.
Oh, it's called Noor.
Noor.
Black. Noor. Yeah, black.
But
I like that word.
I'm a big like old pop rock fan. Not like.
Do you see what I did there?
So give me some examples because like.
Like punk rock, like Panic at the Disco. I like
Smashing. Evanescence. Did
yeah.
I say that right?
Yeah, Evanescence. Smashing.
Does she still make music?
Thanks for
She doesn't?
She doesn't?
Oh, that's awful. Is she like Frank Ocean for pop rock?
You're just so freaking... Your voice is so low.
No, sorry to collect myself.
My favorite artist. I have a whole bunch. I feel like my music taste is kind of like... It's kind of like the different accounts you see on...
Tumblr?
No, asshole. On, well, I guess Tumblr, but Tumblr is trash now because they deleted the good content. But it's like the different, like, Twitter accounts. Because you know when you see different Twitter accounts, like, oh, there's some cute bubbly pink girl. Then there's the grunge girl. Then there's, like, skater boy, fake flower boy fans, you know? Like, I kind of feel like my music taste follows all of it, kind of. You know, I freaking love Little Peep so much. Like, I still cry about him every day. He's my favorite. I love Tyler the Creator, but, like, I love, like, Wolf. That's my favorite album.
Wolf Gang? Wait, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Not the album,
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. But, I don't know. My music taste is all over the place. If I like it, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Because I'll have a song about... I have a mellow song, like, from Shiloh Dynasty. And then I'll have, like, a song from, like, I don't know, Bad Bunny. Because, like, if it sounds good to me, then I'm going to listen to it. Like,
I really love, like, 80s and 90s music so freaking much. It is so good. Like, if you just sit down and listen to a whole playlist from music from that those eras, like, it is so good.
I like more 70s. Really? I mean, not really, like, actively listen to it, but, like, if it's on, like, I'll... 70s is like something I can like get down to.
It's really like bop type of like just jazz, like funky.
You know? Jazz just likes that.
She is so hot.
I'm sorry. You asked me who my favorite artist is, Erykah Badu.
You're like
I don't listen to her.
7 minutes late.
You know what? You're wrong.
Have y'all ever gotten into piano jazz? That shit slaps.
I have been trying to learn how to play the guitar.
Oh yeah, I want to do that in the future too. I feel like if you were to serenade me with the guitar, you could like
bend
get
over.
It.
Did you hear that?
I did, but I'm going to ignore it because you're talking about music, not inappropriate content.
I mean, music has some explicit topics.
Oh yeah, of
course. I love Lana Del Rey. She makes music that I can like, you know, flick my little kitty to. That is so inappropriate,
I
love her.
What kind of music
she is so, oh my freaking gosh. Like, she taught me.
How do you not know her? Okay.
She taught me
to
love
like,
a rich guy and take his money to get a sugar daddy and pop your punani. Like, that is, she is
life.
Everything to me. I love her so much. I also like, weird, well, it's not weird, but like
Billie Eilish.
We do not accept that slander here.
Why would you do that? That is very freaking rude. I actually like her. I don't like all of her music,
like,
but I
one
do
song
think
from her, the one on
what?
13 Reasons Why, this the
that
one
was on 13
the one Khalid.
Lovely,
yeah. That's like, that song made me cry once.
Pussy. I actually, she's okay. Like, her music is, it's kind of like,
it's nice. It's ambient.
Mm-hmm. And I love her fashion. Like, she's so cute.
But I love Erykah Badu.
My mom likes Erykah Badu.
My mom likes Erykah Badu, too.
I feel like it's for older people.
And they...
Wow. I mean, because she's
I mean,
like
that's
she's
her main
so
demographic. Like our mother.
That was their time.
Yeah,
Erykah Badu is a living legend. And
ooh, let's talk about Logic. Can he say the N word?
What
you see?
Stop.
We should have said that earlier.
You can hear it.
Yeah, but it's distracting me. I like SoundCloud. Stop! I like SoundCloud music from like. Really like
low-key.
Yeah, it's like lo-fi type of music. Like there's a
lo-fi and SoundCloud is where you get your music from.
I feel like it's the best way. I really like the group Ralph TV. Mm-hmm. Like I just love how they sound. I have a whole playlist. Like they're so freaking good. Should we like make our own playlist for 2019? Songs that we're going to begin?
I don't like making playlists. All of my songs are on one playlist. The playlist is like 3 days long. I'm not even joking.
I have a whole Little Peep playlist that's like 1 hour and 45 minutes long.
Yeah, I think because that's such a great comparison.
I don't like...
I mean, his is like, that's my definition of a long playlist, you know? I make playlists...
An album, yeah, that's like an album.
Ew, it is. You know, Flower Boy is actually like, it's like 47 minutes long.
Yeah, Flower Boy is very short. I only have like a couple songs from it.
Can we talk about that album, please? Yeah, like, first of all, that is, I feel like it's one of Tyler's best albums for producing wise. Like, the instrumentals for it is amazing. Mm-hmm. Everything that he put behind it, you know? First of all, I freaking hate how overplayed See You Again is. Like, there came to a point where it would come on and honestly, I would skip it because I fucking hate how all these new fans came in. Like, no shade to them. It's okay. Whatever.
I don't like how people bully new fans. Like if someone notices an artist at a different time of their career.
They didn't see them before.
Yeah, like, it's not their fault they didn't see them when Tyler was
talking. And I had a problem with that because...
Yeah, we'll just let you rant it out.
In the beginning, I would fucking hate how these newbies would come over and they'd be like, oh, yeah, like, it was so good. Like, tell the black kids they could be who they are, da-da-da-da-da. But the fact that when they went back and listened to his music because they like his album now, they went back and listened to it and he's like... He talked about fucking a raped woman, like he was gonna rape her or something. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
and like, remember
crazy.
When Brother Nation got caught up with those old tweets about
it's
like
old.
Hitler and stuff? Those were like Tyler the Creator lyrics. Like,
I can't. That was really confusing, but I really liked Flower Boy too. I saw him in concert. And I'm really proud of that. But
I want to go to a concert.
We should definitely go to one.
Who took your concert virginity? Like, who did you go see first?
What? Why are you laughing at me? Fuck you. I think it was...
Like, who did you
it
see?
It was either Big Time Rush or One Direction. 1 second, I'll BRB because my dog wants to leave me. So you guys can carry out the conversation.
Well, moving on from Flower Boy. What's an album that you can't... That you can go a date... That you can't go a date without listening?
Oh, fuck me. Let me try to figure that out without digging a hole for myself.
Well, me is it's noir because
it's Melly Martinez's Dollhouse.
What?
Ooh.
What are you guys saying?
Mine is no, not I don't I.
What
I
was the topic? What just
Melly
happened?
Martinez.
We're talking about albums that we can't go a day without listening.
You still listen to that album?
Yeah.
Was there's
the
controversy
who got,
about her
who
yeah
about
who said
her
yeah
I mean,
her friend.
Yeah,
I don't support that shit. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I just stopped because she did kind of creep me out a little bit. Ow, but I still thought she was really cute.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about Neo?
I don't know who that is.
Really?
Wait.
I gotta put you guys on.
Oh, no, I don't know who that is at
Nail
all.
Nail is a black artist. Is a black woman artist. And her music is so... Her voice is so powerful, very controlled in her music. And, like, her newest album called
Someone
Saturn.
Is in the Water.
Is it Saturn? Yeah, it's Saturn. It's amazing.
I thought you were talking about No Name. I thought you were talking about No Name.
Her, too. Her new album... not new, but her recent album, Room 25... All the songs on it are amazing. No Name, Nail, Smino, Saba, all of them, you gotta look up those artists. Those are very, like,
I think someone's
artists.
About to take a bath. I'm sorry if you guys hear that noise.
Like, all like, I think black artists that a lot of people don't know about are the best, are, like, I don't even know. Just black artists in general, like her, Daniel Caesar. And
I love, they just have such a nice, like,
Jasmine
soothing,
Sullivan.
Like, it is so nice to listen to. Was the question, like, what album you can't live without?
What album you can't go a day without listening to?
It's
said
between...
Ooh, I take that back. Hold on, let me just go look at my playlist.
Okay. Mine... Wow. I'm gonna try to minimize it. Of course, it's Wolf because I already said, like, that is my favorite album. I know every song and every word.
I haven't heard that album. Because I don't listen to Tyler like that, honestly. I really don't.
Okay. I also really like Come Over When You're Sober Part 2. No, Part 1. Oh. I really want to talk about, like, I know you guys don't listen to Little Peep, but Come Over When You're Sober Part 2 was really, it was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was, like, it was produced the way he would want it to be produced, because obviously he died before it was released, mm-hmm. you know? And there's a song that I'm going to give an example because I'm more familiar with it, called Runaway. And he kind of released the song because it was already on SoundCloud and, like, you can already hear it and listen to it. Mm-hmm. But when it was on the new album, it sounded so different. It was, like, slowed down and everything. I kind of just feel like they butchered it a little, you mm-hmm. know? It wasn't my favorite. And literally, every Little Peep song is, like, my favorite. Mm-hmm. So that album kind of, like, disappointed me.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
There's this guy named Foyora, like a light-skinned dude. And his music is nice. His music, he tells stories with his music. And I think people who tell stories with their music, like him, J. Cole, and other people. I can't give examples right now because I don't really keep track of artists' names. But I think those are, like, to be able to listen to your artist's story through their music, I feel like that's a very, I feel like it takes a certain level of talent to do. And also, like, and capture your viewers of, like, wow, this goes hard. But you're telling a story about,
I love, you know? That. I feel like that's the main thing that I look for in music, is just to really, like,
connect,
capture, like, me, you know, yeah. like, really connect with how I'm feeling right now, and to tell a story. That's why I really love Wolf, because Tyler is literally singing and rapping about characters who don't even exist. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm reading a book, you know? It's so freaking good. I could really, like, just gas him up all day because I love him so much.
But there's different type of music listeners. Like me, I don't pay attention to lyrics that much. So people like J. Cole. I have, like, a couple of his songs, but not enough to, like, listen to him every day.
Oh, fuck J. Cole.
I'm not like that. I like J. Cole, but I listen to a songs. I listen to a track sonically, not lyrically. Which means I listen to the sounds and the beats and the music and how that coincides with your voice and how you articulate yourself. Because lyrics, I don't care.
I love lyrics. I love...
Because, like, lyricless music, like jazz...
You only listen to beats.
I only listen to beats when the lyrics suck.
Dang, y'all, like, what?
But there's people who listen to only lyrics. Like, people who review albums, they listen. They pay attention to the lyrics.
I'm really big on, like... Because it's just my mood. Also, I have found an album that I can't live without.
What?
None. I like all of my music, and my playlist I cannot live without.
Because who made it?
Spotify. Because my playlist is specifically made for the music that I like to listen to. And
Spotify is better than Apple Music.
Spotify, please sponsor us.
Sponsor us.
But, like, they really, like, this year's playlist for me, they really, like, captured my mood.
They did that shit.
Yeah, they really did. And then the Taste Breaker, I really do like. It's the Taste Breaker's music that they think I would like. And I really do like it. So I really couldn't live without my Spotify playlist. I'm really big on lyrics and beats because I'm one of those people that enjoy both.
Mm-hmm.
It's all or nothing.
Lyrics are overrated.
No, I kind of understand what you mean because, like, I used to play two instruments, and when I would play it, like, I would feel, fuck you, I would feel so great, you know, but I lost my love for those instruments, so it's okay. But I love lyrics because, like, I'm an analyzer. I like to break down figurative languages, you know. I really want to understand, oh, why did they say that, like, yeah, oh, like, it connects to their childhood and stuff like that.
When I go to Genius and look up the lyrics of songs, because I can't pick up on that stuff on the first listen or even the 10th mm-hmm. listen, like, I have a hard time picking up on lyrics and what people mean, especially through music. But when I go back through songs and look up the lyrics, it's like, whoa, it gives you a new perspective on the song.
And it also, it inspires me because I do love writing mm-hmm. and to see, like, how these people, because rapping and kind of singing, too, like, it's just poetry on a beat, you know?
Poetry on the beat. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
You should trademark. You should make that at your
quote. Give me my fucking money.
My coins. Poetry on a beat.
Add it to our board.
What?
Our board.
Well, what do we want on music?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but so our sticker line, you can.
Yeah, we have like a bunch
of. Oh, yeah. They can't see that, so it's okay.
That's not for y'all yet.
But it's for us, so you don't lose it.
Okay. Fuck you. Loser. Like, I wish you guys could see how much of an asshole.
Y'all keep going at each other's throats.
We're not. Like, we're like suitably touching each other.
It was a topic that I wanted to talk about, but you just literally made me forget. Y'all really ain't shit. Damn.
Who was y'all? I'm sorry. Who's y'all? Sure as hell ain't me, because I am the shit.
I want to talk about, oh, now I know. Old music, you know? Like, when I was talking about 80s and 90s music.
I guess you wonder where I've
been. That's my shit. Oh, you know the video of, you know, the Bobby Shredder, where he was, I guess you wonder where. That was so inaudible. Like, they have no idea what's happening.
When does Bobby Shredder come out of prison?
I don't know.
Right? I think it's in 2020, right? Because I like his song, Hot Nigga.
Yeah, of course. I like, of course, everyone likes Nirvana, you know? Classic band. Everyone, ooh. Nirvana.
Get out.
What the? I'm not a big you band just. Person.
I don't know any bands.
I love bands. Mm-mm, I love bands me. So get freaking out. Much. So, I was reading about them. And there's a conspiracy called, I think it's the 21 Club. Isn't that the number? It's either 21 or 24 Club.
Are you talking about the white lighters?
Yeah, the white lighter theory.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. So basically, you know, like Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain, who was in Nirvana, how they all died of like the same thing, a drug overdose, at the same age, you know? And was it's really crazy. Club. Oh, it's 27 Club. I'm so sorry. What's crazy is because, with like a white lighter in their pocket. Well, not Amy Winehouse. She didn't die. But like the band members, you know, like, was it Guns N' Roses or something? Either way, you guys can read about it because I'm not giving the best details.
But the point of music is to like put people onto stuff. Like, you guys went on me for like, get out. I didn't know who Nirvana is.
Because they're classics. Like, well, literally
not everybody
everyone
knows classics. Like, I told you guys about Ne-Yo and SmiNo. Those are my favorite albums. But you guys didn't know them. I was like, how do you not know them? Like, of course you don't know them. Not everybody's gonna know every artist.
Bro,
that
these are
like
classics, dude.
Okay, but yeah, not everybody's into classics like that.
Anyway.
You know what? I'm done discussing this.
It's okay. The funny thing is, oh, I'm sorry if you guys heard that. What the fuck is happening? In my psychology class, I was learning about Erik Erikson's. I think that's fucking stupid how his first name is just like his last name, but we're not going to.
That's the guy with the afro, right? Who does weird shit in public?
What?
Oh, we know it's Erik Andre. Never mind.
So he made a chart of things that you're going to be going through during a specific time period, and during those ages with all these people and like pop culture and stuff like that, their category was intimacy versus isolation. If they're either going to be in love or if they're going to be alone, like they feel very depressed, they don't know really where they're going, like good things are happening and stuff like that. It's so crazy how like,
what are we then?
We are, well, how old am I? So, look at the chart.
Yeah, I'm 16.
We're going through role confusion and ideal self. We're in our like discovery of who we want to be and things that we want to be.
I've read a little bit about that, but Erik Erikson.
He was a psychologist. So, it's all in the psychology book that I had to read, mm-hmm. You know?
So adolescence is identity versus confusion, which is seeing oneself as a unique and integrated person. Confusion over who and what one really
ooh,
is.
That's a horrible time for an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm a fucked up sign in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. So 12 through 19, identity versus role confusion.
That's what I said. Yeah, I study.
I don't. I never had to study.
The major question is, who am I?
I just remember shit. Like, I've never had to study a day in my life. Like, it's so crazy. I'm so blessed.
The successful outcome is that we would develop a strong sense of self, but the unsuccessful outcome is teenagers may emerge from the stage not sure of who they are.
Whoa. See? That's why a lot of freaking high school students are going through it, and you see so many kids our age feeling so depressed and anxious because we're always like, this is who you have to be. You have to get good grades in order for you to sound like a good individual. You know, that shit is fucked.
I can drop out and still get a master's degree.
I love music so much. I want to play music because that was, we were talking about music, and I just wanted to keep on talking about it because I freaking love music. But I feel like
music helps people find themselves a lot.
It is.
And then we could talk about Frank Ocean because that's where his music comes in.
He makes me feel a different type of way. You know, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like the same effect I get with Lana Del Rey. It's like I'm being reborn. Like, my spirit is, like, literally leaving my body. Yeah, it helps
you
articulate
your emotions better when you listen to a person like Frank Ocean or Lana Del Rey in your case. Because they share their experiences or stories, and they, like, do that sonically. And you can, like, you can feel your most self when you listen to a particular song on one of his albums or anyone's albums.
So what is your favorite song by Frank Ocean? I know you have a lot.
I want to say Sierra Leone, but I can't tell you why, because I view music differently than you do. Because Sierra Leone has a very sonically different, it has a different type of sound. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It just connects with me differently. Like, it it brings out my sexual energy.
Oh my fucking fuck.
I like Super Rich Kids.
Yeah, that song is nice. I really like, I like Pink and White and Provider. I think those are like
Provider is a nice one too. I like
what do you mean?
Pilot Jones. I like that one too, because I can really connect with that since, you know, I'm a junkie.
We're not gonna talk about our drug addictions. So what would be your song recommendation of the day? We're gonna start doing this too. We're gonna recommend a song.
Let me
each.
Look at my 500 song long playlist and recommend one of y'all to y'all. One of them to y'all.
I think the song I'm gonna recommend today.
We didn't even talk about Ariana Grande today. That's crazy.
Oh, we should. Let me think.
Yeah, let's talk about what she's going on with her in media.
Breathe in. No, I'm just keep breathing.
Fantastic.
Just keep breathing.
Great. Give it another.
Just keep breathing.
Fuck yeah. Do it again.
I'm so confused. What's happening?
Breathing. Because that's all she says. Like.
Oh, breathing.
Yeah. I'm like, just keep fucking going. I'm not a really like a big stan of hers because I don't listen to much of her. To many songs
by
her.
Yeah, I have like a handful of songs of
her. Yeah, I know songs when it comes on, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not really like I'm an active listener.
But she's a great artist. I think she is. Her music is very, like, it's different from what I initially thought before I listened to it. It's like, oh, wow, that's what she sounds like. It's awesome. I thought it was going to be like sing-songy and just,
like all that fucking like, Nickelodeon
but,
shit.
Yeah, but it was very different. Like, it was like, oh, I can fucks with this.
Did y'all see Victoria Justice? Her It was too similar because apparently they got beef, you know?
The whole Victorious cast hangs out without her. Like, that's so funny. They did it before and after they met Ariana Grande and her.
That would make me feel bad, though.
I think we all hang out.
But I really like Ariana Grande, just like mainly her personality. And
yeah,
she,
I like her as a person.
She went through so much. I'm like,
is my favorite song by her.
Rem?
Yeah.
R-E-M or R-I-M?
R-E-M.
Okay.
You're nasty.
I'm not fucking playing with you, bro. I'm not playing with you. Like, I'm about to cry. I'm not fucking playing with you.
You're nasty.
I was just clarifying.
And I saw your face.
Just imagine Ariana making a song about eating ass.
Oh, Wait, what's the song that goes like, hit it,
oh, hit it. You know, I don't know the title of that song. Actually, I just know when it comes on.
I have it on my phone.
I think my favorite song from her is still the song she did with The Weeknd. Like, that, every time it comes on, it fucking slaps.
She did a song with The Weeknd?
Yeah, it's like, if you want to keep me, da-da-da, you gotta love me harder, you know? That shit is fucking fire.
You gotta love me harder.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, I didn't know that was her.
Yeah.
Wait, are we gonna get demonetized? I'm sorry for cursing Anchor.
Can we get demonetized?
No.
We'll see.
I feel like we do whatever we want.
Yeah, and then
we get demonetized. That we don't get
and then we cross that bridge.
We have to take down this episode because you talked about eating ass.
But
what song are you talking about?
I'm gonna recommend a song that I don't really listen to that much. But have you heard of Kyle? He was on that Netflix movie with that white kid. He was like a rapper, and he met DJ Khaled. He met 21 Savage. It was crazy. You have to watch that movie. It's really good. I forgot the title of it, but his name is Kyle, and he's like, I think he's pretty cool.
Who's that guy that was like six figures? I was only four. On YouTube, six figures. I was only four. Okay, well, fuck both of you guys.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know his name because it's just another Caucasian boy who has more money than me.
I want to make money.
Me too.
If I made a rap career on what's it called, SoundCloud, I feel like I can make it. You know, I could rap about, you know, anything.
Good form.
It's called good form.
No, that's from Nicki Minaj, right? That song that goes like,
Let's talk about Nicki Minaj.
Ooh, Nicki Minaj.
I don't even think I really like her.
I never did, and I don't like her now. Because, like, I used to be like, oh, that's cool, Nicki Minaj, a black woman making music, doing her own thing.
Bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
But now, her position in the media
copyright
is very...
Copyright infringement, is that what you meant?
We're going to get copyrighted for fucking singing?
No, you have to actually play the song. You can actually sing it. It just has to, yeah.
Because I feel like...
Okay, it's okay. Y'all are not that y'all are not that vocally gifted to get copyrighted, so just...
Did you just say I'm a sucky fucking singer?
Yeah.
Well, you're right. You're right.
So I think we have nothing to learn about.
I'm an artist.
Well, this shit was bad, so it's okay.
I'm an artist. So
it doesn't even sound like that song.
It was a remix, obviously.
I'm already an artist, so your opinion means... to me.
And she loves criminals,
she
bro.
She fucked up her legend, her, what's it called?
Legacy.
There we go.
Legends.
Messing
oh,
with
fuck.
6ix9ine, posting that, made that Instagram post about his family. Like, why?
What? I didn't see
when
that.
When he went to jail, she made a post with him in a cartoon. He was a cartoony character with his pants down, peeing, looking back. And she made a caption like, oh, I feel for his family.
Was the song you were talking about Ariana.
Okay, I thought so.
Are you kidding me?
It's crazy. And then now she's dating this dude who raped his girlfriend when he was 16. And she was like, it didn't happen. She says a lot of things she's
saying.
It's
not her place, though. Mm-mm. It's not her place to be covering for these people.
Right. She just...
Again, like I said before, it's other people's lives. I do not care because
it does not involve
me.
We don't even know the truth, but I'm just like...
I don't get too much into it, but I like look into it because it's like something like...
I don't.
And first of all, it's all over my feed, so it's kind of hard for me to...
It's
kind of
hard
it.
To ignore, yeah. Like, I have no escape goal because all y'all did was talk about that.
At least I delete Twitter, you know.
I still haven't seen it, so I'm just really good at ignoring things that I don't care about.
Yeah, that's a really good skill of yours.
I've ignored it for the most part. It's about Cardi B and Offset.
What the fuck? Bruh, let me sip on my dumb bitch juice because I feel like she just pulled a whole one on me. Okay, I support female rappers because you just being a female in a apparently male, like, realm is okay.
Male dominated.
You know?
A genre, yeah.
But that shit was just weird.
Yeah,
I hate how all that shit was just like, I'ma get on live and ask for my girl back. Like, what the fuck? I don't want to see... Like, y'all really, like... Y'all making it our business now.
Yeah, Office Settings and Cardi B aren't my, like... I think Office Settings is a pretty lackluster dude for doing all that. He went on lives, apologizing in comments. He got
went
all
on
the...
stage.
Yeah.
Bro, you interrupted my girl's performance. Like, are you kidding me?
He got all them rapper niggas to be like, take him back, he loves you. But he cheated, like, multiple times. But this caping against Offset...
Hold on, let me scratch my lice.
I ahead. All this caping against Offset is completely invalidated by the fact that she took him back. Or it's alleged that she did, because they were on a jet ski.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? Even before that, she made a video of, like, imagining, like, she was like, I'm Dick Pressed. And I was like, I'm imagining.
Girl, get a vibrator. Right?
She was really having imaginations about community dick. Like, oh, go.
What the fuck?
Offset is for anybody and anyone who can get in his shorts.
That kind of sounds like some elementary or middle school shit. Mm-hmm. Like, get my friend to get him back in it. But, like, you know that...
That is middle school stuff.
What was happening with Amber Rose and, I think, 21 Savage when she cheated on him? But they called her out?
I didn't hear about that at all.
Well, we're going to look at it later then. Yeah. But that's... I feel like celebrity stuff, like, they make it our business now.
They do.
You know? You just,
they get money off that stuff. Like, Trisha Paytas and that. And
that was Oh, my God! That was so freaking weird.
I felt so bad for her. I didn't watch anything.
I didn't watch, because she made one video, and I watched half of it, and I was like, why are you doing that?
Didn't she cry, like, the entire video?
Yeah, she was like, he called me bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for
you. Yeah, I was like, wow,
you know, I'm
him.
So sorry. But Shane called me a fucking fat ass. I'm like... not you. But, you know, like, I can't. Don't put that on me. Swallow it, big boy.
Well, you're not like,
that's not fact shaming. I have to be politically correct. I'm not fact shaming you.
Child the ghetto.
Okay, let's let's just go back.
Chile.
But she made so many freaking videos of it. I'm like, I thought you said you were done and you didn't want to bash him.
I want to secure my bag. I want to, like, make, like, a racist Twitter account and then, like, get other racists to give me money on GoFundMe. And,
like didn't a black girl do that?
She did. She was like, I'm getting kicked out for being racist. And she got a bunch of money and she just went away with it. Like, I want to do that. I want to secure the bag. I mean, what's wrong with it?
Okay, I'm going to pretend to be an upcoming dictator. You guys check out my GoFundMe and my Patreon, mm-hmm. You know. I don't even have a country.
My mother kicked me out because I support Donald Trump. I really need money from other racists, please.
I accidentally sucked dick and now my mom kicked me out, so please support me. That was just so weird. Okay, so how you accidentally sucked
dick? I mean, I fell. My mouth just was open.
It slipped and my mouth was open and I started glock, glock.
I gave him that glug, glug, yuck.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know. I just don't want to get demonetized.
I just want to go drink my water very calmly. And then you two are talking about sucking somebody off.
Okay, support my Patreon. Speaking of YouTube, what is your favorite YouTube series?
I don't have one, because I don't watch YouTube like that anymore.
For real?
I like this guy named Alpha Red. He's so funny, but his lips are always chapped.
What?
Like, whenever he has the live cam, I'm like, just lick your fucking lips.
That kind of makes it worse.
No, licking your lips does make it worse because it evaporates faster and then, like, you take the lips over moisture. But,
PSA.
Do something. Drink some water.
PSA. It is winter time. Put on some chapstick.
PSA announcement.
Carmen. What? Announcement. CarMax, please sponsor this video.
That's just like saying chai tea. Chai means tea.
I didn't even know that. I don't even drink that.
Ow.
Okay. This is my house. My favorite YouTube series that I went back to watch is The Real Bros of Simi Valley. Are you guys familiar with that? Mm-mm. So, you know the guy who was on the first season of American Vandal?
No.
Oh, fuck. You guys don't know anything. And
no,
I don't know their name.
We're just very different. You can't tell us we don't know anything.
Yeah, because I was literally just about to say, fuck you. But I'm pretty sure there's someone out there who freaking knows what that YouTube series is. It is the most funniest thing ever because I love shows like... about, like, stoner, like, skateboard dudes, you know? Like, I love, Dude, Where's My Car?
Dude, Where's My Car?
That movie with Ashton Kutcher.
I have early onset commitment issues.
what? How did that just escalate? Like, what the... Do we have to get a psychologist on this podcast?
I am the psychologist. Let me stop.
Well, I took psychology. Yeah,
wait,
I took a semester class in high school for psychology, so, you know, I'm pretty qualified.
Ow, fuck. You guys... Anyways, I freaking love that show. I don't even know where season 2 is.
Somewhere so far up your ass where nobody can see it.
Oh my gosh. I just want to end, and I want to go upstairs and cry because news is making me feel like a terrible person.
Yeah, we're about to come up on the end time anyway.
Yeah, it was like 40 minutes. I feel like that was pretty decent enough. It was a ramble.
Yeah, that's all it is a ramble.
I love doing these that we just talk out of our buttholes. Mm-hmm.
The main topic was music, but then we started talking about what? YouTube? I miss Smosh. You guys remember that?
Real? Oh my gosh.
Smosh saved my life in sixth grade. I would do nothing but go on YouTube and watch their content. Like the Pokemon series.
And I even watched their movie on Netflix.
I did too. Wasn't it like very inappropriate?
I don't even remember, but it was just like, I do remember it being really weird. You saw that, but you didn't watch American Vandal.
I don't know what American Vandal is. Okay. Is
that like a TV don't show? Watch the second season, though, because that is one thing that I hate, is like, you get these poor YouTubers, not poor, like, financial-wise, just like, horrible acting, yeah, actors. Yeah, you get like,
people just because they have a face.
Yeah. And I couldn't even sit there and watch the second season of American Vandal because it was just so freaking bad.
I don't like when YouTubers act and they can't act. Like, if you can act and you're a YouTuber, kudos.
Like Lily Pons.
Stick to what you can do.
You know her, Lily Pons? Lily yeah, or something?
Yeah, it's Lily. Lily Pons, the Hispanic chick.
When I first saw her, I didn't even really know she was.
Yeah.
Only until she started talking.
Mm-hmm. She's a horrible person.
Like, yeah, I saw some dirt person. About her.
She's so obsessed with numbers. But this episode's carrying on.
Yeah, I'm actually getting kind of tired. Should we make iced coffee?
Please.
I don't like iced coffee.
Oh, yeah, you don't. Get a fucking grip, bro.
You know what? Okay.
So let's conclude song recommendations of the day.
Kyle, dang it. Hold up. Give me a second.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do. What's that song? It's like good elevator
that's,
music.
That's the Jeopardy music. Oh, it's called Ship Trip. There we go.
Okay.
I first listened to it on a color show where he was singing in the mic.
Wait, say it again?
Ship Trip.
By who?
Kyle.
Okay.
I like a color show. The YouTube channel?
I don't know that.
Oh, you know the color show, but you're talking yeah, about me. Yeah, I know.
Fuck you. Fuck you. All right, then. My song recommendation of the day. I'm going to pick... I'll go with Cherry by Lana Del Rey.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it after this episode.
It's very... I fuck with it. What's your song recommendation?
So my song recommendation is going to be Alien Boy by Oliver Tree because it's a vibe. And
it's a vibe.
Please don't ever do that again.
What? It's a song.
Dang. Yeah, I feel attacked right now. I didn't even say anything.
Yeah, it's a great song and it's really nice. It's really like uplifting even though it's just the beat that's uplifting because it's so happy. You can't do anything about it. But thank you guys for tuning in again. Thank you for listening to us ramble about who knows what this was. But that's what life is.
That's what the round table talks about. Nothing.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Just coming in
if
again.
If you stay to the end, you're a road trooper. Cause...
Yeah. If you stay to the end, then you might just get a nickel. I ain't got that much money.
Yeah. Still try to find my social blade and...
Listen to all the other previous episodes and have a good day. That concludes whatever episode number this is.
This episode.
I don't even know.
they don't know when they read it, but bye, guys.
Gang, gang.
Say your signature thing. Have a
day you deserve.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Bye.